Well, good morning, everybody. It's an awesome day. Oh my gosh, it's a beautiful day in LA. It's overcast and cloudy. It's 8:30 a.m. Pacific time, and we're here for 15, sometimes 20 minutes of inspiration and focus and coming together with the team and really connecting with this whole movement that's happening, and we are spearheading the movement. Little did we know what was happening back in 2005 when I started, but little did we know. Nobody knew what toxicity was. Nobody knew what nutritional cleansing was. And it's so exciting to see how, as Melody said about blooming, how this has bloomed into greatness. Anyway, so I want to say thank you for everyone who's always here in the morning, who comes on singing and shouting and having a good time. It's just so much, such a rare thing to be part of this kind of a group, that we're all helping one another across, you know, across teams. And I want to say thank you to the man who put this call together, because he's not only a pillar of this company, and for people who are brand new or are listening to this on the recordings, he helped create Isagenics University with David Wood and Kathy Coover. And he also was on all the videos at the very beginning. We didn't have what we have now. I was just finishing up a three-way call as we've got, you know, just before this. And basically I was just remembering, wow, we had a 9-day cleanse and a $10 bonus. That was it. You know, when we got to Crystal Executive, I got a beautiful crystal. Wow, it's just a gorgeous crystal, a real live one from the, you know. But I didn't get $3,000, and it's been an amazing ride. This is something I'm so grateful for to be a part of, and I'm grateful for the man who put this call together, because he shares right across teams. We're not financially connected. We all work together. This is all family, and it's such a pleasure and such a joy to be on this call and in this conversation every morning. It's my honor to say thank you and to turn the call over to the amazing Lenny Evans.
Oh, thank you, Donna. Thank you so much. I love it. I love hearing all that. And you know what? That's true. And the crystals were handpicked by John Anderson from some of the mines he owns in Arkansas. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. All I know is I still have it sitting here in my office and on that little thing that goes around and, you know, with
the little
light
rainbow.
Pours the light through it. It's just it's so beautiful. And oh my gosh.
Well, it just represents so much for all of us. And so, guys, what a beautiful thing we all have together. We're here as a tribe, as a family, as a community, as friends, supporting each other, cheering each other on, being excited for each other's successes. That's really beautiful because it's rare, like Udonna said. So, Udonna, thank you so much, guys. Let's all take a breath. Let's start this day off. Let's start right now off with a deep breath of gratitude through our noses with a slight smile. 1, 2, 3, breathe in. Just kind of hold that and feel some gratitude for someone, something, somewhere. And let it go. Smile out. How beautiful. Grab your drink of choice. I'm, of course, drinking my Amp Nox the rest of it this morning. And it is an interesting day here in southern Utah. It's overcast, and there's not a little piece of sky yet anywhere, and it's really interesting everywhere I look. I've been up early, and it's just beautiful, though, today. Gosh, and it's a little warmer, so how beautiful is that? Well, guys, thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up, and thank you for even yesterday being on the call, and I didn't mean to go where I was going, but it was part of the conversation and being grateful for the complant, for the new idea that was planted in my mind that grew into what it has, which is part of what we're doing for each other. We're helping each other look at new things, new ideas, and be open to what's true for us. That's what's so important. And somebody who does that brilliantly, who leads the conversation in a beautiful way on Tuesdays, is our one and only millionaire. You know, I go on and on and say all these things about her, but you know what? She's just so beautiful. That's what Udonna Power is, beautiful, a beautiful millionaire goddess. Good morning.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Wow. Well, it's so much fun. I'm having this business pours, and this company and Isagenics pours into every part of our lives. And I think it was you who said yesterday Someone said the journey is the destination, something to that effect. I mean, it's who we become as we're doing this business. This business is a reflection of all of who we are. We can't ignore it. So what I want to say is if you get stuck, it's okay, because that's where you're most likely where you're stuck in your real life, in regular life. And in order, we get paid here to work through those things, to just kind of, okay, now wait a minute, how can I work through this? Okay, what can I release? What can I start letting go of in order to reorganize my thinking to move this? It's as David MacArthur said, it's the same financial vehicle for everyone. How do we plug into it? And first of all, because we all go through points where we know Lenny's story, we know Rhonda's story. At some point I'll tell you a little bit about my story. But we all get to points where we get stuck. You know, the end of the road comes. We say, oh, wait a minute. Where does it go? And, well, that's when you walk off into faith. That's when we learn to start creating our lives for real. That's where we start learning to bloom where we are planted, not try to be somebody else, not try to go somewhere else, and not try to do it just like somebody else does it, but to take the techniques and then do it like you do it. And so here's interesting thing. So, what I want to talk about is that it's who we become on the way. So interestingly enough, I've been doing all the cleansing. I've been doing emotional cleansing and a lot of work, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. Clear everything out. I've been meaning to give away half my books, but I never got around to it. So now I've took about it was about maybe 80 to 100 yesterday. I've got another 150 to go, and I still have at least that many books in my house. I'm a bookie. I love to read, and I love to study, and I've had like about, you know, so many different careers with acting and writing and all that stuff. I have a lot of research. I'm actually storing some things as well. But in the doing of it, late last night, I stumbled on something I had not one book I had read, a little teeny thing, and the well-being cards for Esther and Jerry Hicks. And this all feels so good to me. I just kind of pulled out the cards and said, well, shall I give them away? And I've resorted to asking the pendulum. Shall I save it or keep it? Save it or keep it? And I'm going like with the pendulum, because the pendulum can tell things that I can't. So it said, save the Esther Hicks, Abraham Hicks cards. And then there was a couple of little short books. And I went, Seeds of Wisdom and Productivity. So when I was done, I sit in I read, and I thought, oh, this is, I have to share this tomorrow. So let me share this. First of all, there's one Esther Hicks card, and it says, I pulled it out, and I had never opened this before, by the way. So this is the one I pulled out. Through the corridor of my joy is a pathway to my desire. Wow. Then if you turn it over, it says, most say, when I get that, I'll be joyful. That you must be joyful first. You must start with the determination that, quote, I will not settle for less than feeling good, unquote. Okay, so that's on this little card. And that led me, because I read this little book last night, and my jaw dropped at this one little chapter. And it's called Seeds of Wisdom on Productivity. It's volume 27 by a guy named Mike Murdoch. I do not know where I got it. Anyway, I have no idea where it came from. But he talks about our environment. And he says, invest whatever is necessary to create an atmosphere that motivates you. He says, and there's 10 things about that, and I'm going to read them and talk a little bit about them, but it says, number one, your climate or the energy around you influences the decisions you make. It's real important. You know, when we're out shopping, if we're doing high fashion and elegance, sometimes it's very refined music. If you're down at, you know, like another, you know, younger shop, it's something, you know, a lot wilder, a lot more energetic. And that supports the environment for the people who come into that store to open up and enjoy and buying. But it says also, number two, your surroundings contain colors that affect you emotionally. So they found that. That's why they paint different insides of different institutions, different things. But your colors around you, they can calm you down. They can rev you up. Number three, everyone needs something different around them. So you must discern the atmosphere that you want to create around you that supports you. You can't just come up with your will and say, well, I'm going to ignore this. I'm going to ignore this disorder. I'm going to ignore this mess. Or I'm going to ignore the negativity around here or whatever. I'm just going to keep walking around this pile in the living room. No, you are in charge of that, and you must discern what makes you happy, the colors, the energy. And number four, nobody else can create your atmosphere. No one else. You are it. I remember doing a meditation a long time ago, and I had read a Napoleon Hill book, and I was going down and talking to my advisors, and I asked Marilyn Monroe in my mind a question, and she said, oh, just carry your own atmosphere. And I went, oh, my gosh, that's profound. And nobody else can create it for us. We get to create it ourselves. And number five, this is important. What you see controls what you desire. Wow. So if you see pictures of isogenic shakes all around, and if you see yourself on a head that's lean, and if you're seeing beauty around you, and you know, what you see controls what you want. Okay? So, I mean, if you see beautiful pictures of vegetables and things, or if you see, you know, big hamburgers around, you know, whatever you see, it controls what you desire. So I go, wow. Number six, what you are viewing daily affects what you desire to do. Wow. So a lot of times what happens is what we are viewing daily, with the people that we're hanging out with, the things that we're looking at, the things that we're doing, you know, our habits of what are we intaking into our consciousness, they affect what we desire to do, and desire is everything. It's our feelings, it's our emotions. So what are we viewing daily? And number seven, photographs of things you want in your future should be kept visible at all times. At all times. Since I've put up my board, like I said, in the 90-day game plan, I mean, I'm putting things on that 90-day game plan that are very clear, and I wanted to redecorate my living room, and I wanted a specific sofa, a specific color, a specific this, a specific that. And it was about a few days, maybe a week after I put that sign. I pass it every day. I'm looking at it as I walk by it every day. And guess what? Josh called me from a store, and he said, "Get over here. Look at this." And he sent me a photograph, and I went over there, and it was the last one in Los Angeles, actually, and I bought it. And it's perfect. It's exactly the picture that's on my sofa, that's on my board that I pass every day. I go, how does that happen? I didn't even go out and go shopping. I don't know. It just sucks itself into you. Number eight, your investment in interior decorating can make a huge difference in your productivity. Wow. A new rug, a new picture on the wall, a new vase. It will increase the warmth and the caring for your environment. Again, it's our environment that holds us up. It's easier for a glass of water to stay a glass of water when it's inside a glass. And it'll take the form of the shape of the glass. Same with us, with our consciousness. Number 10, do not wait for others to initiate changes in your environment. And so you make changes today. Make sure it's what you want to be looking at. And it takes care and it takes cultivation to be doing that, because as we create that environment around us, that's what holds us up, makes us, it's the whole Marie Kondo, the art of cleaning, or the joy, the magic of tidying up, just keeping the things that spark joy and excitement. And so I remember at the very beginning of this, there was a couple of people that were training, and I can't remember exactly who it was, but he was saying that this was our environment. It's much easier to create an environment that supports our dreams and our visions than it is to just use our willpower to plow through every day, because we need something around us holding us up. That's why we're on these calls every morning. We need the resonance of that new vibrational energy that is aligning our energies. We don't want to be fighting all day about trying to, okay, now I'm going to get this done, I'm going to get this done. No, we want to redesign our environments to hold us and carry us like a big happy boat into the person we are becoming. It's who we become on this journey that's so magical. Not just your bank account, it's the person you become, and joy and love is the fuel that makes everything happen. God's law, first law, is abundance, and it's about joy and over, you know, we're hitting springtime, and it's like, it's just this wild blooming. And anyway, so that was so profound to me that I just wanted to share it. And we are the ones that we get to do it for ourselves, and we can do it any way we like. You can paint it any color. You can keep, and it takes consistency to support that, to continually support clearing that environment and keeping it, maintaining that environment in the new shape. And it'll help with your habits. It helps everything. Anyway, so I read these things, and I said, oh, my gosh, I got to share that on the call tomorrow. So back to you, Lenny.
Oh, you, Donna. I just love it so much. And you know, one of the things I love about this is that in my personal study right now, something I'm learning, some of the ancient sutras from Master Patanjali. One of the things that I just learned, literally, it said, be sure to get rid of and pass on to anything that's no longer necessary in your living space. Because and this is what he said, this is a kind of a take on something you said, that is, you can think of anything in your home right now and then close your eyes and think of it and think of that thing and think about all the things that that thing represents. Now, that means that it's taking its place in your mind.
Oh my
and
gosh.
He says that, like Dave MacArthur says, our mind's not a workshop. You know, I mean, it's not a memory bank. It's a workshop, so we need to keep it clean. Wow. Okay, that's just a whole new thing for me, you know. So I just was writing down as fast as I could everything you were talking about to create this clean and simple, clear living space, you know. But the things that bring you joy, right? Everything you said.
Yeah, and you know, when you said about giving stuff away, I'm pulling out books that are just phenomenal books. But you know what? I don't need to have a store here.
Yeah.
I mean, people don't know how many books I have. It's just, I'm a bookie. I love books. I love words. And it just feels so liberating. It's extraordinary. And that's kind of the choice. I keep journaling at night to catch up with myself energetically. And it was like, only keep what's going to take you to the next level. You know, give most of it away. And what you said, look at the joy you've had from it and look at the joy someone else is going to have from this. You know, so I just,
wow.
You know, just look at how it's going to feed someone else and take them to the next level. You know, so I didn't realize.
I love it. And I'm gonna end with this quote by Udonna Power. I changed one letter. That's all, though. I took one letter to make it PG-13. Here's the quote.
Okay.
We get paid to work through our own shiz. End quote.
For our own shiz.
Udonna Power.
It's
literally,
our own
we get paid. You said something at the very, very beginning. This takes the whole personal growth journey with the comp plan attached to a whole new level. We get paid to work through the things that we're coming up against. That is one of the greatest things ever, ever.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. And that's why, guys, that's why this journey, that's why we all like each other so much, and that's why we become better and deeper friends, right? Because we're helping each other through this process, and we're cheerleading each other on through this process. So, guys, thank you so much. And, Udonna, that was just a brilliant call. Thank you. And I think the book you talked about last Tuesday may be in, I ordered it through Barnes & Noble here, so I'm going to go pick it up today. The Take a Nap, Change Your Life.
I have been, if I miss one, and I felt it, but Take a Nap, oh my God, that's changed my life.
No
anyway,
doubt.
Good, I can't wait
I
to hear
it.
What you think about it. Yes.
Well, I've been doing naps for a long time. I just never knew I could talk about it because I thought people would think.
That's what she said. She said people shouldn't, people feel, oh, I'm embarrassed. I'm, closet napper, right? Anyway, cool.
That's great. Well, hey, let's rock this. And today let's jump on the call right after the Playing the Field Pros call today. Debbie Beebe just rocked it yesterday. Wow, I was just in awe as I watched, when watching our people step into their next levels and so gracefully. And beautifully. So get on that call when you can, guys. That's a great call. Guys, I'm going to unmute the lines. Let's do a 1, 2, 3 Itogenics, and let's rock this beautiful Transformation Tuesday. All right, we are live, guys. Let's rock this. 1, 2, 3.
Hi.